Westside Baptist Church in Noonan, Georgia, brings you our weekly podcast. We hope you will be encouraged by our music and a message from the Word of God as we present our Sunday morning and Sunday evening services and our weekly broadcast by Dr. Melvin Payne. We thank you for listening.
This morning.
When I was just a child, I heard the beautiful story. How you love me so that you died Calvary. And though I claimed you way back then as Lord Almighty, things haven't changed. My love's still the same. You're still your touch, you're still Lord. You're still my father. You'll always be mine for all the time. You're still Lord. Some have called. Their heart has pledged its loyalty. But as for me, when I made my choice, it was forever. And just as before, but now even more, you're still Lord to me. In little or much, I still feel your touch. You're still Lord. You're still Lord. You're still my Father.
Still Lord, through everything, ups and downs, good and bad. The other Sunday night, as happens a lot, it seems on Sunday nights, folks start standing and testifying to how good God's been to them and how they love Him and how He loves them. And Bill Kane stood up, and it just struck me, because if you knew Bill's testimony and kind of where he's been the past few years, and some of the highs in his life and some of the deepest, darkest valleys, but he said, I'm still his and he's still mine, and I love the Lord. He's still Lord. No matter what we go through, we may drift so far off that we can't see Him. He's still there waiting on us, still looking for us to come back to the fold, right where we left Him, not a step further down the road, right where we walked away from Him. He'll be waiting on you to come back to that spot. Let's change up and do The Closer I Get to the Cross. Kim, if you'll set that.
Safety in
solitude, my soul is unfulfilled. Then I step through the crowd and step toward the hill. The closer I get to the cross, the more I clearly see the holiness of you and the sinfulness in me. There's a beauty in the agony that draws me to this place. The closer I get to the cross, so I don't have to face the truth of everything you've done for me and what I've done to you.
Oh! surrender all to Him. Him I freely give. I will ever love and trust Him. In His presence I daily live. Oh, I surrender all. Oh, I surrender all to Thee. Most of us, are you right here? I dare to say you have an Isaac that is standing in His way. And on this altar, the only place you can find it is where you will prove it's not your Isaac that God wants. He only wants.
It wasn't Him. God. And that's good, a great message. Now, I don't know exactly where the Lord wants me to go this morning. But while I was sitting here, I believe I know where we're supposed to go tonight. Westside Baptist Church, we're going to do something different tonight. When we leave, I want you, Margie, if you can go ahead and get a list, a time list. And I want us to start filling up the time list from 6 o'clock tonight when we normally start till 9 or 10 o'clock tonight. And tonight, we're going to have a prayer night at Westside Baptist Church. I asked God what he wanted me to do. Yes, sure, I'll sit right there. Sure, I'm standing here right now. I know God told me to do that. And we're going to do that tonight. See, it's been laid on my heart all night long. All night long, this was laid on my heart. And it's found in Hebrews chapter 11, and this is what it says. And understand, this is the hall of faith. These are great men like Enoch who walked with God. Enoch never saw death. He was just translated. One day walking along with the Lord. And Enoch said, Lord, we sure are a long way from the house. Can we take a cab home? And the Lord said, well, I tell you what. Let's just walk on to heaven. How's that? Man alive. And he and Enoch walked on into the sunset. Amen? That's the kind of man I'm talking about. Enoch, a great man. And then Noah, the man who was warned of things to come and led his family for 120 years into building a big old boat out in the backyard. Amen. But he did it by faith. He followed the leadership of God. And God did something miraculous. He saved mankind through that one person that just agreed to do what God said to do. That's Noah I'm talking about. A man, the Bible says, that walked with God. He walked, he prayed, he carried on a conversation with the Lord like Enoch did. Well, then you can't help but see in this hall of faith, Abraham, God's man Abraham, father Abraham, the imperfect man that pretended not to know his wife twice. That imperfect man. But yet God used him to establish a nation that will never, ever cease to exist. Think about it. America one day, it's already crumbling. Its foundations are broken. We're coming down one day. Russia, the great mighty bear, it's coming down one day. The kingdom of Britain, my goodness gracious, been around for hundreds and hundreds of years. Syria and Iraq, all those countries that have been around for thousands of years. Listen, ladies and gentlemen, all one day it will all come to an end for them. But this Israel that was founded thousands of years ago will never, ever, ever come to an end. I want to tell you, Abraham was a man, and God used him, imperfect, that man that crawled up one side of the mountain while the goat was crawling up the other side of the mountain. Hey, that man who looked back and saw that goat in the thicket that didn't have to kill his son as God had ordered him to. That man of faith. That all these people, had something in common, not only with each other, but they had something in common with you and me here at Westside Baptist Church. Can I tell you what they had in common with us? Verse 13 says, these all died in faith. Do you know Jesus today? When death comes knocking on our door, it will be said about us in eternity, we died in faith. Amen. Abraham has nothing on us. Noah has nothing on us. Enoch, well, he didn't die. But then there's Abel, has nothing on us. But nevertheless, we will die in faith. But then it goes on. It says, having not received the promises, but having seen them afar off. I don't know, some of us here may not make it to the rapture. We may be taken out by the death of this physical body. And so our vision that God has given us, we won't quite see it. But there's some in this room, I believe, and hopefully all, will see that promise fulfilled when Jesus splits the eastern sky, ladies and gentlemen. Man, it's going to be good. I'm looking forward to it. I'm talking about seeing a God that never leaves us nor forsakes us and has proven it through the lives of these men and women in the hall of faith. So we're going to get to see him. But then I want to say this. It says, but having seen them afar off, we're persuaded, and we're persuaded of them and embraced them. And listen to this, and confessed that they were strangers and pilgrims on the earth. Ladies and gentlemen, we are strangers on this earth. If we're born again, if we know Christ as our personal Savior, this world becomes strange to us, and we strange to it. The other night, I had a lady walk up to me and hand me a little card. It was like a little shiny, beautiful postcard advertising something that their church was putting on or participating in, and I didn't look at it. I just stuck it in my pocket and thank the lady for what she had given me. And it wasn't until I got home and was actually getting dressed yesterday to come to the church that I picked it up and looked at what she had given me. And what she had given me was a little beautiful shiny brochure for a concert. A concert for the Christians. And I want to say this. I'm not accusing anybody of anything. But as I looked at the faces of this group, these men that are on this brochure, there's five of them. And I promise you, two of them look like they're homosexuals. I'm not kidding you, Brother Dave. They look like the homosexuals that I see on the secular album covers. And I looked at that. I'm not accusing those boys being homosexuals or sodomites. I'm just saying they look that like they are. I want to tell you, they've missed the point that they're pilgrims. They're strangers. Our job is not to look like the world and smell like the world, and our job is not to act like the world and see how close we can come to blending in and still call ourselves pilgrims and strangers or Christians. But our job is to understand our position is stranger, is pilgrim, is saint, should be separated. I'm talking about Christians today. We're pilgrims. We're just passing through. And when we're passing through, we shouldn't have the time or the energy to change our Christian culture into that which would cause Christ to throw up. And I want to tell you, that's what we've done today, Christians. So many of us have changed so far and veered so far off that we've actually made God sick. He tells us in His Word that we are to be hot or to be cold. But if we're lukewarm, He'll spew us out of His mouth. That's where we are, so many Christians today. I want to tell you, this was just the lead-off verse for a bigger message, a different message. But as the choir was singing and William was singing, I realized that this was it, that this was not the opening to a different message, but this is the message that we're strangers. You know, I listened to a man the other day. He was a comedian. And if you've ever been to Canada at a certain time, you'll notice something. When we went to Canada, and they were still wearing bell bottoms when we went to Canada. And I tell you something else. The guys with these blue jeans would wear these platform dress shoes. I want to tell you, it was different. Man, that was mainstream. That was cool. I didn't do that. I was American. I was a stranger in their land. I dressed in my tennis shoes. I dressed in my jeans. But I didn't put on the platform dress shoes. I looked different than they did when I went to school. I'm just trying to say is, folks, that we're strangers in this world. We should not be adapting to the culture of this world. We should be adapting and leaning into the culture of Christ, which is, be ye holy, for I am holy. Say, preacher, where are you going? I don't know. Going to heaven. I know that. Going to heaven. Don't know exactly where I'm going with this message. I'm just preaching, talking to you what the Lord sticks in this skinny little body. Amen. I said skinny because I lost 3.5 pounds yesterday running around here sweating up like a storm. I'm not really, okay, Brother Dave. Dave's over here grabbing his roll. But folks, we're just pilgrims passing through. And I'm asking Westside Baptist Church if you would take a step back for a moment this morning and understand, re-comprehend that we are strangers, we are pilgrims. And if we'll just step back, it may help us to refocus for what our purpose is in the family of Christ. Last night, if you guys didn't get out here and look around to see what God was doing, you really missed out. You know, I told you a while ago about all the different foods and all the candy. We ran out of it all. But I saved the best for last. We ran out of gospel tracts. Amen? That's a good thing to run out of. It means you're giving them out. Amen? I mean, you can look at it negatively, say, oh, I shouldn't run out of them. Say, oh, no, I love running out of them because that means we've given them all out. We need to step back. I loved it. Before, we were over here kicking around and saw a truck pull up here at the top of the hill, and a little man with Bermuda shorts got out, and it was Dave. Dave started doing this, that, and the other. A little later, here comes Brother Andy in his truck putting in, and next thing they're tearing stuff out and putting stuff up. The next thing you know, Brother Todd's out there and they're putting up new spotlights that have been need to be replaced for a while, and bless his heart, we replaced the toilet seat. Man, that's a nasty job. That's a nasty job. But Todd was back there gloveless replacing the toilet seat. Amen. That's God's work. It sure sounds menial, doesn't it? But we're separate, man. We're strangers. The world's saying, what in the world? Why would you hire a plumber? No. The other day came out Friday, and I mentioned something a couple weeks ago. Came out Friday, and once again, the grass and the lawn's being taken care of because somebody's figured this thing out, that we're strangers, that we're servants. The Lord himself tells us that he came to serve and not to be served. Hey, if it's good enough for Jesus, it should be good enough for us. Walked in the kitchen, Denise is boiling 320 hot dog wieners, bread, buns flying everywhere, man, things. People pouring over 500 Cokes for these lost people, and we're giving them gospel tracts and inviting them to church and telling them about Jesus. You say, well, where are they this morning? I don't know where they are, but I've got this promise that God's word does not come back void. And they may never step into Westside Baptist Church, but they'll be sprinkled out in all these other little churches, saved because Westside Baptist Church stepped back, got away from themselves, served some little boy. Little boy came up holding his mama's hand. He's about this tall, and he had an ostrich suit on. Cutest little thing. I stopped him. I said, ma'am, can I take a picture of your son? I said, I am one of the ministers at the church. I said, I don't want you to think I'm some pervert running around taking pictures of little boys. So I let her know who I was and so forth and so on. Man, I tell you, he may have been too young to understand, but that mom and daddy that were holding his hands, they got the gospel in their pockets, and they took it home with them. And somewhere right now, it's probably sitting on a dresser or a countertop, and they're going to have to look at it before they can throw it away. And maybe they'll look at it and read it before they throw it away, and the Holy Spirit will begin to do his work. Man, I tell you something. I had a good time last night. I can't hardly walk today, but I had a good time last night. I don't mean I had fun last night. I mean, I had a good time last night watching God's children stop, back up, and be strangers as far as the world and just become servants. Is that where we are this morning? Just become servants. Just become strangers. Hey, it's okay if people think we're a little funny, meaning we're a little weird. It's okay. They don't understand when we start singing and praising God and waving our hands. They're going, boy, this group is a little different. You're right. We are very different than the world. There's a world out there, a dying world that's on their way to hell. We better realize that we are strangers and we're pilgrims, meaning that we are only passing through. The song says, this world is not our home. And I can't remember, we're only passing through. Our treasures are laid up somewhere beyond the blue. Ladies and gentlemen, we need to remember that. I'm going to ask everyone to stand, every head bowed, every eye closed. Let's step back and be a stranger for the cause of Christ. Can I ask us to do that this morning? Can I ask us to do that this morning? I don't care if you are a middle-aged man or woman. I don't care if you're a senior. God has something for you. I don't care how young you are. I don't care if you're a teenager. God has a purpose for you, teenager. God has a job for you. The Lord has a ministry for you. And you need to stop what you're doing, step back, and become a stranger to this world and let God work through you. I pray this, I speak it to you in the name of Jesus, trusting that His power has been placed on me while I've spoken to you this morning. The altars are open. God, help me to separate. Help me to live a sanctified, holy life. A life that would please you, not cause you to get sick to your stomach, but would cause you to just want to reach down and give me a hug, Lord. That's the invitation. If you don't know Jesus as your Savior this morning, you don't understand all this, but you know you'd want to go to heaven, you can come down and we'll show you the details. We'll show you how you can be saved. We'll show you how you can know that if you were to die today, you'd go to heaven. That's the invitation to the lost and to the Christian as we sing. Let the Holy Spirit, let Him do His job in your life this morning.
I surrender all to Him, I freely give.
I surrender, O Lord.
I will ever love and trust Him in His presence. Daily live.
Listen.
Oh, I surrender.
Christian, have you done that this morning?
All.
Have you surrendered all?
Oh, I surrender all to Thee, my blessed Savior.
One more verse. I'm going to give everyone a chance. I have to believe that in a congregation this size today, that there's got to be something that we're not laying down. Something that we haven't quite let go of. I want to give you another chance, Christian, to surrender it. Surrender it to Christ. Surrender it for the cause of Christ, whatever it is, just come and surrender it. This is your chance.
All to Jesus I surrender, humbly at His feet I bow. Worldly pleasures all forsaken.
Lord's trying to do something in West Side this morning.
Jesus,
will you allow Him to maybe do it through
now.
You?
All to Jesus I surrender. Make me Savior, holy Thine. Let me feel the Holy Spirit, truly know that Thou art mine. I surrender all. Oh, I surrender all. All to Thee. My blessed Savior,
surrender all.
Let's sing. God's left it open for you.
All to Jesus I surrender. Lord, I give myself to thee. Fill me with thy love and power. Let thy blessings fall on me. I surrender all. Oh, I surrender to thee, my blessed Savior, I surrender all.
Westside Baptist.
We were marching to the glorious city of God.